With all the election controversies nationwide, we felt it was worth looking back on the May 10th Pocahontas County primary election's official canvas, which is the process used by the county commission to verify and certify the results of the election. The commission conducted the election canvas on May 16th. The commissioners and election officials took and signed an oath to conduct the election canvas honestly. County Clerk Missy Bennett explained that the Secretary of State's office requires that the hand recount of one precinct drawn out of a jar containing the numbers of all the county precincts must be hand counted during the canvas. They drew precinct number 26, which is the Mill Point area of the county, in which there were 65 ballots cast during the election. Commissioner John Rubinsky read off the selections for all the races on each of the ballots, while judges from each political party marked down the voters' selections. At the end of that, the Secretary of State requires that the judges' count must match and the results of the hand recount must be within 1% of the machine count, or all precincts would have to be hand counted. The results for Precinct 26 were a 100% match with the machine count. Next, they counted the ballot stubs and voter signatures for all 16 precincts, and those two had to and did match the number of ballots cast in each precinct. They next looked at the sealed envelopes containing the 21 provisional ballots that were cast in the county, plus one ballot that the vote tabulating machines could not read. They ended up allowing 18 of those 21 provisional ballots to count, and with witnesses viewing, they transferred the unreadable ballot selection to a new ballot. Most of the provisional ballots they accepted were from poll workers who were assigned to precincts other than the one they were supposed to vote in, but cast provisional ballots in the precinct that they were assigned to work, which is allowed under state rules. Several others that were approved included a person who had a recent surgery and was unable to travel to the correct precinct, and several others were where the voter was not found in the eligible voter book at the precinct, but subsequent investigations showed that they were properly registered in that precinct but were omitted from the precinct book in error. Among reasons for denial were a voter registered in a different precinct but insisted on voting in an incorrect precinct, as well as several voters who had not bothered to register to vote at all. Altogether, out of the 5,410 registered voters in the county, only 1,792, or 33.12%, cast ballots in the May 10th election. Of those who did vote, 980 cast Republican ballots and 758 cast Democrat ballots, while 54 cast nonpartisan ballots, which means they could only vote for the nonpartisan Board of Education candidates. And there were two blank ballots cast. As to when they voted, 1,355 voters voted on Election Day, and 382 voted during early voting, 55 voted absentee. About 47% of the registered Republicans voted, while about 44% of registered Democrats voted, and only about 3% of registered nonpartisans voted. The canvas did not change the results of any of the contests. These canvas results were officially certified by the County Commission on May 23, 2022. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.